I want to share for just a few minutes what has happened this week, because it has been an extraordinary thing. I don't watch the news. I don't know much about what's going on, but I'm so thankful when people send me information. This week, I love this headline. What is the Vatican's sinister secret behind teenager Emanuela Orlandi's 1983 disappearance? A whole vast group of people showed up at the Vatican demanding to know what happened to this girl. 1983, she disappeared. This week, they said, "We will wait no longer. Where is she?" Does it sound like God's answering prayer? I love this one too. I love these headlines. Vatican in chaos after Pope Butler arrested for leaks and bank president ousted. Isn't this incredible? The Vatican, it says, is in chaos. I just stand amazed at the foot of the Vatican. Because here they are, their papers are being revealed to the public. And will they say, "I am sorry"? No. They imprison the butler. It sounds a little bit like Egypt, doesn't it? The butler's gone to jail again. What else are you going to do with the guy that exposes you? And the bank president, that is the bank, the Vatican's bank, has been ousted because he is in disagreement with the Vatican. I love this headline too. Pope's butler arrested over Vatican's letters allegedly exposing corruption. And we have a picture of the Pope in the Pope Mobile. Isn't that sweet? I guess that's so that we'll know he's the Pope. Vati leaks. Hunt is on to find Vatican moles. So now they're on a major journey to find out who's exposing all of their lies. I mean, you can just picture them. You can just picture it. Mice scattered, scurrying all over the Vatican, and the cats are out to get them. Can't you just see it? What a picture it paints. The Vatican has long been said by those who know it to be the nest of vipers. Ooh. This was in The Independent. But recently, the poison has laid bare for everyone to see as leak after embarrassing leak has been revealed on an institution at war with itself. Already this year, we've read about documents warning of a death threat against the Pope, widespread nepotism and corruption, exiled whistleblowers, gay smear campaigns, and embarrassing revelations about the Vatican's tax affairs. Most of the damaging Vati leaks were revealed by the reporter Newsy, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, in TV programs, and now his new book, Sua Sanctita, in other words, Your Holiness. As ever lumbering several steps behind, the powers that be at the Holy See last month set out to catch the mole or moles behind the leaks, which they refer to as criminal acts. That is just so funny. That's like a man caught in adultery, you know, and when he faces his accuser, "You're a criminal, and I'm going to see to it that the court is going to condemn you for telling on me." Isn't that Doesn't remind you of that? The Pope's butler has already been nabbed in possession of some of the confidential papers. This is almost hard to read, you know, it's so funny. The Vatican insider failed to note, though, that the key scandals such as the London murder of Roberto, God's banker, Calvi, do you remember that, when that happened? Oh, you don't? It happened some time ago, which took place on John Paul II's watch, continue to taint the Vatican. Earlier this year, magistrates in Rome lamented publicly that the officials at the Holy See were still refusing to cooperate. Put the butler in jail, but let's not touch the Pope. Refusing to cooperate with her attempts to resolve the mystery involving the Vatican Bank and what is alleged to be mafia cash. This is pretty funny. It's been a busy week at the Vatican. Chuck said to mention that these articles are from like the Financial Times, Reuters, who else? Washington Post, very notable newspapers. I'm not reading something to you from the backside of the internet. The underground newspaper. Your latest tabloid. No less a figure than the Vatican's chief exorcist, now listen to this, said to be suspected. The girl has been abducted for sexual reasons, adding, this is regarding the investigation of this teenager that I showed you a minute ago. She was abducted, he says, for sexual reasons. Sexual exploitation. The timing of the demonstration, oh, this is about the demonstration I told you about. The investigation should be carried out inside the Vatican and not outside. The timing of this demonstration, which is one that I just shared with you, since conspiracy theorists about Orlandi's disappearance has been swirling for decades and police investigations have gone nowhere. But the butler and the bank scandals are significant. And I just can't help it. Every time I read it, I think of, you know, back in the time of Israel's banishment to Egypt, about the butler. He's back in jail. Yeah, I wonder what happened to the baker. Okay, and this is... Nuns at odd with the Vatican. Now, you can say a lot about a woman and a man's relationship, but when a woman says enough is enough, the effect of each event is the same: to weaken the authority of Pope Benedict XVI, second in command. The reason for this fight is that the Secretary of State will have a strong influence over the next conclave, which will choose the next pope. So the nuns have gotten into the fight. I mean, if there isn't chaos going on in the Vatican. There is one, I must have forgotten the one that I wanted to share with you about the pedophile situation. What did I do with that? Well, there's no confusion up here, I'll tell you. I have an article somewhere about the pedophilia that is going on in the Catholic Church, and how this week they're putting their thumb or their finger on a cardinal who has been paying other, I think, priest to do pedophilia. Yes, in the Catholic Church. And so now this scandal has come out this week. They've uncovered it. I cannot believe I don't have that article. Was that one that you gave me, Hong? Yeah, Denny, can you bring those up to me? Maybe it's in there. I could have misread it, but I don't think so.
Thank you.
I mean, this is incredible. This is almost hysterical. One person said...
Well, she's looking. The lady that was murdered 30 years ago, 93, the ongoing theory is they never understood why there was an Italian crime mobster who was buried in the Vatican with the other notable priests and all. And they've just, in the last few days, it might have been the last 7 days, exhumed the body because the existing theory is it's not a mobster. It's they were trying to hide the woman that was murdered, and forensics experts at this point, all they've got in the Italian news is that the body is not that of a male, and it is not the mobster. So if it goes internal again, we might not ever hear. And that's the genius of the Roman Catholic Church, is that, don't forget, it's a full-blown nation, so they can hide everything they want. So, but it's very interesting, they now have... And I don't know if it got into the Italian forensic experts' hands, or if the Vatican has their own forensic experts, and if they do, we'll never find out. But we did find out it's not a male.
I cannot find that article. That really makes me mad. I'm pretty sure it's the one that Hong sent me this morning, and it was really good. Pardon me? Yeah, that's right. That is the picture. Where? Didn't you hand those to me after I arrived home? Maybe she forgot to give them to me. I'll blame her. That's not very nice, is it? Well, anyway... This cardinal is suspected of paying, I think, priests for pedophilia. That was discovered this week. I think the Lord would admit even himself he's been busy this week. Not to mention the earthquake. God has really been listening to our prayers. He spoke to me in a dream that he wanted us to... And the reason we're doing communion is not, you know, the typical reason, Lord, we thank you for, you know, the blood you shed on the cross and so on. No technology in here. Wow. Did you read it?
Yeah.
Okay, read it.
Okay, Cardinal Timothy
M. Oh, wait.
Cardinal Timothy M. Dolan of New York authorized payments of as much as $20,000 to sexually abused priests as an incentive for them to agree to dismissal from the priesthood when he was Archbishop of Milwaukee.
Is that the one you sent me, Hong? It doesn't sound like it.
Is that it?
That's bad enough.
A questioned at the time about the news that one particularly notorious pedophile cleric had been given a payoff to leave the priesthood. Cardinal Dolan, then the archbishop, responded that such an inference was false, preposterous, and unjust. But a document unearthed during bankruptcy proceedings for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and made public by victims' advocates, reveals that the Archdiocese did make such payments to multiple accused priests to encourage them to seek dismissal, thereby allowing the church to remove them from the payroll. A spokesman for the Archdiocese confirmed on Wednesday that payments of as much as $20,000 were made to a handful of accused priests as a motivation not to contest being defrocked. The process known as lessization is a formal church juridical procedure that requires Vatican approval and can take far longer if the priest objects.
That's amazing, isn't it? Let's pay him off instead of convicting them of sin. Well, praise the Lord. So he spoke to me in two dreams that if a Mormon becomes president, we will need to separate America from him. How can I put this? If he becomes president because he's Mormon, then a new judgment will be placed upon America. And so if it's true of a Mormon, it's got to be true of a Muslim, right? And I started thinking, you know, how far back do we go the last time we elected a Christian? We've elected a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but I don't know when the last time that we actually elected a Christian. So our nation has been under various forms of judgment for electing non-Christians as presidents. So the Lord spoke to me in a dream and told me that the way to solve that problem is to take communion over this issue, and God will retain our covenant with him in spite of what happens in the presidency in this next election. So isn't that merciful? Isn't that kind? Isn't that good? Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? So we're going to have our ushers come and help us make the rounds at the communion table. By the way, may I just have the ushers raise their hands? Everybody who's an usher, right, raise your hand. I just want you to look around at all the ushers, and then I want you to thank them. They really have done a fabulous job, haven't they? So now they're going to do another fabulous job, get us through communion. Okay, go ahead. Artem, where are you? Would you come up and play?